No, no, I'm ringing about my pet tortoise. When I was a child, we had two tortoises, but mine a little tortoise, and we didn't hibernate them because if you hibernate tortoises, there is a danger that they'll, over the years, they'll get weaker and weaker and weaker. But
is that right? Our tortoise hibernates, even got to about 32, but hibernation's no good for them.
There's two schools of thought, and our vet was of the don't hibernate them school.
Okay.
But anyway, so he lived in the house, and I came across him one day, and with a little bit of string sticking out of his mouth. And I leant down and gave it a tug, and I wouldn't say yards of the stuff came out, but a lot came out. And I pulled and pulled and pulled. He opened his mouth and whined as the string came out, and he clearly just sort of found this string and just started chomping away at it, regardless of the flavour, and just sort of thinking, I'm going to sit here and carry on eating.
This is such a tremendous story. Again,
it's like kind of yo-yo.
What a thing, Alice. That's exactly what it was.
I didn't know what it was doing to his insides, but he thought, and I don't know if you've heard a tortoise make whine, just sort of,
I had a tortoise 30-odd years, Tom, the tortoise. Never made a single noise, never.
We had a Tom and a Percy, and Percy was the one who ate the string. But it
Sure it wasn't the string causing the noise?
No, because at other times when he was cross, he'd either go sort of puffing.
I know the puffing noise, yeah, but that doesn't count. But they make you sure because
I've heard it before.
You know your tortoise, but I'm thinking like when you buy these dolls and you pull the string, and if you'd have pulled it again, it'd have gone, "Hello, I'm Percy. What do you want to do today?" Pull it again. Hello.
I think aggravated him. No, I think that just annoyed him and made him
squeak like that.
Yeah, but anyway, so it all came out. But the other thing he'd do, and this is slightly tangential, is there was a rubbish bin in the bathroom that was reflective, and he'd see his reflection, and he would go into his shell and smash his shell against the reflection. really try to give that other tortoise.
Well, Jonathan, because it's 10:30 gone now, I'm going to have to go to the news, but a tortoise with 6 yards of string in it.
No, it's a wonderful image.
You'd have to wait till you got to the very end. You'd have had to lick the other end.
Gradually unwinding it.
You'd have stamped it out before it got to his mouth. You'd have played Mission Impossible and just lit the other end of the string leading to the tortoise.